Happy FM!
Hello and welcome back to Happy FM. My name is Gabin. If you're just tuning in, welcome. Before we start today's show, we have a quick message for the government we want to forward.
Hello, my name is Robin and I am a psychologist. Are you a concerned parent wondering how to educate your little girl? Or a dedicated teacher trying to guide your students? Are you afraid your child will fall into misogynistic stereotypes? Well, you're not the only one.
Hello, my name is Vincent and I'm a social scientist. Throughout history, women have been discouraged from pursuing jobs associated with masculinity, and boys have been led away from girly jobs. What's the main cause? Well, research has proven that the environment the child grows up in will heavily affect the child's future.
Yes, and if we are here today is to raise awareness and educate people into encouraging children to pursue their interests for their youngest age. This will prevent boys and girls from fading into stereotypes created by society.
This group effort will not only stabilize the man-to-woman ratio in different workspaces, but it will also create passionate people invested in their work. So as we said, parents should not discourage children from showing interest in masculine activities, and boys should not be ashamed for trying feminine activities.
If everyone makes a group effort, we will make a change on our society. You will find all the information stated today in the awareness campaign on our website. Make sure to check it out and share it with your family and friends. Thank you for your attention and let's get back to the show.
All right, now for a recurring segment on our show, Woman of the Week. This week, we have a very special person we want to talk about, Mae Jemison, a pioneer amongst astronauts.
Mae Jemison is an American astronaut and physician. She became the first African-American woman to travel to space when she flew aboard the space shuttle Endeavour in 1992. Jemison is also a former NASA astronaut, physician, and engineer. She has also been an advocate for science, education, and technology in underprivileged communities.
In addition to her space flights, Jemison has worked as a science mission specialist, a professor, and a Peace Corps medical officer. She is currently a professor at Cornell University and continues to inspire young people, especially girls, to pursue careers in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We will all see you next week to talk about Marie Curie. Have a fantastic weekend. See you next time.
Happy FM!